We take a short break from the United States now to look at some of the other stories from around the world. They include a small-time miner in Tanzania who became an overnight millionaire, and China's massive effort to keep track of its citizens.
Miner becomes millionaire, Tanzania. A miner in Tanzania became an overnight millionaire after selling two enormous Tanzanite gemstones. Used to make ornaments, the rare stones, which weighed a total of 15 kilos, are the largest of their kind. Only found in northern Tanzania, the gems earned Saninu Leza 2.9 million euros. Leza, who is 52 and has four wives and more than 30 children, told the BBC that he would kill one of his 2,000 cows and have a big party to celebrate. He also has plans to build a school for poor children in his community.
Original electric vehicle, Turkey. A strange-looking electric vehicle has been grabbing people's attention in Bursa, Turkey. Hasan Duman and his family produced the vehicle, which is composed essentially of two big wheels and an armchair. Their name for it? Hasyatmaz, a word that translates as Bobo doll in English, the toy whose low center of gravity keeps it upright.
Telescope sees feathery spiral, America. NASA's Hubble telescope has given us some incredible images since it went into orbit in 1990. And this recent image of a distant galaxy is no exception. Discovered in 1783, the NGC 2775 galaxy is 67 million light-years away in the constellation of Cancer. NASA says that the feathery spiral pattern indicates that star formation in the galaxy has been quiet. The unusually large empty center, or galactic bulge, shows no star formation. This is where the galaxy's gas would have been converted into stars when it first formed.
China's mass DNA collection. Police in China are collecting blood samples from men and boys to create a genetic map of its approximately 700 million males. A recent study by the Australian Strategic Policy Institute says that, for years, China has been collecting DNA samples from its male citizens. The country aims to store up to 70 million genetic profiles, enough to create a vast database that would let them trace a man's male relatives using only his blood or saliva. They are even going into schools. The police say the database is needed to catch criminals, but human rights groups say it could tempt officials to punish the relatives of dissidents and activists.